Shalom Aleichem, Savita's friends. This is the third shiur. Shtikul Matovu Alecha Yaakov. In the Sefer HaKadosh, the Kutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe, we were discussing the reason that the Neshama comes down to the earth, and that's in order to do tshuva. Yeah. Because b'makom shabali tshuva omdemein tzaddikim kamurim yicholim lamot. Bali tshuva stand, complete tzaddikim can't stand. And therefore, we have to come down here to this imperfect world in order to perfect ourselves, as opposed to remaining in Gan Eden where we started, where we'll just be on the level of a tzaddikim or our entire existences, and that's not what Hashem wants. It's not what's best for us. So we spoke about the two types of tshuva. In the meantime, we spoke about sur meira, avoiding evil in order to remove the barrier between us and Hashem. And asei tov, not to be lazy, to do mitzvahs, in order to bring the light of the sobev kol almin into the mamali, into the panimis of our existence. And now we're continuing. Hine ma shelamala b'madrega shama pugam yoser. The second type of tshuva, of asei tov, has to be bigger than the first type of tshuva of sur meira. What's higher in a madrega, there's more possibility of blemish, perish. Shemisha nishmasu gavoa, somebody who has a high soul, shukvar b'tachlis ha-shlemus b'sur meira, he's already reached the shlemus of avoiding evil. So when this person is on a higher madriga, and he's mevatel the esei tov, and he's not oved elokim as necessary, as we spoke about in the previous shir. So his nefila is greater than the sin of the common man who's not sur meira. When you're on a higher level, that's what it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah, and Futner talks about this in the Parad Yitzchak, that certain people have an igia to higher worlds. So a person who's already on the level of Sur Meira, that he's mamish, not doing any evil, so he's already touching higher places. And if he's not doing Asei Tov, that can cause a lot of damage. It says, man is a tree of the field. So Zohar Kaddish explains, Shebechinas Sheirish Nishmas Adam, who Bechinas Eitz, the Ahusada Shebercha Hashem. That the root of the soul of man is like the tree, which is the field that God blessed. Based on a pasuk in Sefer Bereishis. Vini Alderech Mashal Eitz Osepri, Sheish Bo Peiros, Shalamata samuch la'aretz. Yesh bo peros shalamala gavoa me'al gavoa. V'ni ha'peros shalamala im shem elyonim yoser ach k'shem noflim l'mata al yedei shebar ruach v'okarson azayim noflim l'mata l'bemilchak me'ilan yoser min ha'ilan. Yoser min oser magdel l'mata. She'av k'shem noflim la'aretz ein noflim l'mechak okach. Derech mashal. If you have a He says that this the Zohar Kaddish says that the soul of man is like a tree. In what way? That there are pears that are lower down on the tree, and there are pears that are higher up on the tree. So the fruits that are lower down, when they fall, they don't fall so far. But the fruits that are higher up are falling further. So the higher up you are, the more you fall, that explains sometimes you have very big people who fall big time. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, we used to say. Kamama Razal, Meigra Roma, the Bira Amikto. From a high roof to a deep pit. So the higher you are, the deeper you're going to fall, Chas V'Shalom. הדרך זה אומר חזל, לפי גדולה זה היה מפלה. So the greater you are, according to his גדולה, this is מפלה. וכך הוא בעניין הפירוס, פירוס העילה נצח חיים שם הנשמה. So too, נשמה, the higher the נשמה, the more it can fall. כי הנה ישראל עלו במחשבה. So I'll say that when God created the world, his thought was about the Jewish people. Just like Machshavas HaAdam, which is the levush of the nefesh, which is enclosed with the sight, with the soul. So too, so it's very connected, this, the thought of a human being is very connected to the soul. So to the Jewish people are connected, since we're in God's thought, that means we're connected to God's soul, kaviyachol. In other words, we're connected, these are all just words, obviously we're not, we don't know anything about Hashem, but how he relates to us. So the machshav of Am Yisrael is connected to the Or Ein Sof, to the infinite light, because it's in his machshava. It's the highest level. Mashal Malam Adregan Afilu Mata Yoser. And the bigger, the higher you are, the more you fall. Kumo Kein Ugam Kein Linyan Binyan Shviras HaKelim Shemei Olam HaTov Shema Shishar Shalamala Gavoya Yoser Chinofa Lamata Yoser. Higher it was, more it fell. At Shviras HaKelim, that there was too much light. The light that was from the Olam HaTohu, there were no Kelim for it, so there was just this big crash, and then the sparks went everywhere. Shalchen HaTzomech Mechaya HaBal Chai. Mechaya HaBal Chai. The, what grows in the ground gives life to a Baal Chai. Even though it's lower than a Baal Chai, can be Mechaya Baal Chai, because it comes from a higher place. A Baal Chai Chai is a Medaber. Ki B'Sharshan Hayu Gvoim Yoser. The Tzomech and the Baal Chai were higher. A Baal Chai gives a person life. How does a Baal Chai give a person life? Because B'Sharish, the Baal Chai is higher than the person. Just it fell, so it fell lower. It ended up being a cow instead of a person, because when it fell lower. And the Likutei Torah, Pei Aleph on the base. L'chein, based on this we can understand, ha'pagam shel ha'neshama, ha'eliyona, mishut ha'mat chocham, ma'ashibogim ve'esei tov, godel avono yoyser min ha'ovoin mamish shel am ha'oritz. Someone who's a Talmud Chacham, when he's pogim in the asei tov, because he's not toiling in Torah and mitzvahs, he's doing a bigger sin and causing more harm. And somebody who's mamish and amaretz v'chein mashma v'gemorik on ad mazgina. The Rabbi Yochanan says, what's a chil Hashem? If I go arba amos without Torah and tefillin. Because he's in such a high madrega, just going arba amos without Torah and tefillin is a chil Hashem for him. And therefore, if you're already holding on the tshuva of esei tov, it needs to be even higher than Sur Meira. Sur Meira is the lower level. So a person's at a lower level, lower tshuva. When a person's already holding by the Esei Tov, it's a higher tshuva because he's on a higher level. Ve'in stira lezeh mima she'amru chazal, Aver adam al mitzvah esei v'shav, lo yizoz misham ad she'moichlem, lo'i, ma'shen ken belos esei, the tshuva tola, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. And there's no stira in what Chazal say, that if a person's over on a mitzvah essay and he does tshuva, he doesn't go anywhere until he gets forgiven immediately. Hashem came belos essay, when it comes to a los essay, tshuva doesn't complete it. Tshuva is the first stage. And then Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Dinimtza, Lechoyro. Shall mitzvah tzorich tshuva kol kach kamo alos asay. It looks like on mitzvah essay you don't require so much tshuva, like on alos asay, because in essay you're forgiven immediately, and on alos asay you also need Yom Kippur. But we learned for Kertz, we learned that when it comes to the tshuva of Asei Tov, you need a higher level tshuva than Sur Merah. Because this was already explained in the Igeres HaTshuva in the first parak. When it says moichlim loy, it means he's not punished. But the godly light that could have been drawn through his kiyum mitzvah is lacking. And tshuva is not going to fix this. So all the tshuva does is it averts the onesh. It averts punishment. But it doesn't bring back the godly light. L'chein en lomod misham shum kula l'mitzah sasei ayin sham. Aval kadei she'asa tshuva she'ismalei gam ha'or she'choser bebitul mitzah sasei al zeh tzorech la'asos tshuva atzuma mima'amokim kiro asicho. So again, to get back the godly light, even on the losa, say tshuva alone is not enough. So that's not a kasha from there. You want to get the light back that you lacked when you were mevatel the mitzvah, say, for that you need a tremendous tshuva of mima mokim, kira asicha Hashem. You have to call out God from the depths. And this tshuva is the inyan of the bakosha and tefila baruch ato havoya. Blessed are you, Shem Yudke Vavke, Perush, Shehabakosha Shal Atshuva, Shal Heyadir Vasei Tov, Hainushu Liskashir, Ulihidovik, B'Shem Havoya, Shusoviv Kolam and B'chinas Mekif. That the Bakosha of Tshuva, the request of Tshuva, that you didn't do Asei Tov, is to reconnect to the Shem Havoya, Baruch Ato Havoya, which is Soviv Kolam B'chinas Mekif. As we explained in the earlier Shir, that when you're not a Asei Tov, then the light of Misoviv Kol Almin is Mistalik. And therefore the Tshuva is that the light should come back, the light of Misoviv Kol Almin. That's above the world. That's it comes into this world, but it's not nirgash, it's not felt, but it's here. Memale is when it's felt. So when a person sins and he doesn't do Asei Tov, he loses the light of Soviv Kol Almin. And then when he says Baruch Ata Havaya, he's trying to get the Havaya, that's the light of the Soviv Kol Almin, back into this world. Ulamala Mipchinas Elokeinu. This is higher than Elokeinu, which is Shayach to the first type of tshuva. Elokeinu is the contracted tshuva. That's the where God contracts himself into the world. That's the light that's b'chinas memale kol almin. B'hainu, explaining the reason that tshuva is to be davik b'shem havaya, the shame of the light of Mesoviv kol almin, not just Elokeinu, where he contracts himself into Mamale Kol Almin. Ki mitzvah say, or mitzvah lo say, tzulim b'shem havaya. Because mitzvah say and lo say depend on the shem havaya. Like Chazal say, zeh shmi la'olam v'zeh zichri l'dor v'dor. So, where's this Chazal? It's in the Tikkuni Zohar, in their various places. The Pasuk says, this is my name forever, and this is my memory for generations, from generation to generation. So, what's the gematria of Shmi? Zeh Shmi Laolam. Shmi is 350. And then if you add the Yud Kei, Yud and then a Hei, it's 15. That's Shasa, that's 365, that's the Lasa essays. Zichri, together with the Vav and the Hey, is Gematria 248, that's the 248 Mitzvah essays. So Shmi and Zichri, together with Yud and Nehe and Vav and Nehe, is 365 and 248. So Zeh Shmi Le'olam, Zeh Zichri Le'dor V'dor. So the Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you put it together with Shmi and Zichri, you get all the essays and los essays. So you see that the mitzvahs depend on the Shem Havaya. In order to get the Shem and the Zecher of Hashem, you need the mitzvahs. Alkein lahamshich or nimshach haidea mitzvahs, zewin leidavik b'shem Havaya mamish. Since mitzvahs are rooted in the Shem Havaya, therefore, in order to fix the lack of being mamshich the or, the lack of drawing down the light, that we don't have the light because we're mevatel mitzvah say, we have to connect ourselves with the Shem Havaya. Which is the source of the light that's drawn down through the mitzvahs. Al derech ma shenisbar bigeres ha-tshuva sham, perek ches. And this is like what we see in the Geres HaTshuva in the 8th Perek from the Alter Rebbe. U'meyach sheruach avar v'tetarem azaytuchal nefesh nafsha lashu v'ad havaya baruch u'mamish v'lalus maila maila makaru l'dovka bo yizbaruch v'yuchud nifla u'meshesem yuchedis bo yizbaruch v'tachas ha'yichud v'term shenafcha baruach v'ruach piv yizbaruch v'yred l'mata l'slavish b'guf ha'adam k'mo al derech moshal ba'adam anofeach baruach piv v'term sheyotze ha'roch mipiv v'miyuchad v'nafshay. So it should be shlem. Vine b'chinas yichud zev v'tshuv v'zu. B'chinas tshuv v'ila shalachal tshuv v'tatok. Kmo shekatzuv v'zohar HaKadosh b'raim in b'parshas Naso. Tshuv v'ila yidiyas asik b'raisib t'chilu v'rechimu. T'kut shabrichu. Chulei. V'yu ben yud v'od hei bina. Amayelis b'al tshuv v'al tzadikim gemurim b'zeh. Kmo shekatzuv v'zohar HaKadosh. T'inun mashchi alayu. V'irusa d'liba. Yasu m'chele sagelis karva l'malka. So when the spirit comes over a person and purifies him, then his soul can return to God, it can go higher and higher, to connect to the source with great unity, like it was before God blew his spirit into the person, to being clothed in man's body, and that's tshuva shlema, to reconnect to Hashem. And that's tshuva ilah. Tshuva ilah is to learn Torah with fear and love of God. So beforehand, we were kalul b'shem havaya, and that's what we do when we want to do tshuva. That's what we're trying to do. Leidavik b'shem havaya adi tshuva na lezu. We want to connect to the shem havaya through this tshuva, to be miskasha, to be mischaber to the source of the neshama. When it was like when it was included in shem havaya. Okay, this is stage 3 in our journey. And in Mirtz Hashem, we have a lot more to talk about. We went through the Tshuva V'Sur Meira, Tshuva V'Asei Tov, and now we'd have to go to the third type of Tshuva. And that's very exciting. So please stay tuned, and then we will see more Niflos, Mitaros Rabbeinu Zetzal. Shalom, shalom. Belina, we'll continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.